We are pieces of a whole with different feelings to evoke, giving distinction to the role, different players, different strokes. But let me tell you about one thing I know. Everybody's got a seat to sow. Set your heart apart, take it down the road. Everybody's got a seat to sow.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WPTF Weekend Gardener. I'm Mike Raley. And let's see, looking across the way, I see pink glasses.
Oh, yes.
Who could that be?
Well, those glasses were given to me by a good friend of mine named Mike Raley, North Carolina winner of the prestigious award, Hall of Fame broadcaster, and with whom I had the wonderful luncheon yesterday at S&T's.
We had a great trip, didn't
Pittsburgh.
We?
Yes.
I just love our little... little trips that we take.
Well, it was a good week, you know. I'm very blessed. Nelson joined me on Thursday night. Some folks got together.
That looked a little too rowdy for me.
We had a
birthday party.
We had a visitor that night.
Elvis,
and I want to know if from Nelson.
Nelson, hey, Nelson.
I'm going to stick with gardening and not singing, right? But now, Amazing Grace, I got him.
You got him. He was stumped. He was. It was pretty funny.
Well, not many people know the second verse. Or third verse to Amazing Grace. It's got five verses to it.
Yeah.
And I know the first and second and the last.
Well, the real Elvis was telling him, don't do it.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
He was taking the microphone.
Oh, well. Yeah. You're kind of like my wife. You celebrating a birthday is week or several weeks.
Oh, sure. Sure. Yeah.
Not just
extend
one
it out. Because what you want to do, you have birthdays, you want to extend that.
And the older you get, certainly.
Yeah, you keep extending.
If you want to remember that you've had a birthday. I mean, some people don't even want to think about that as they get older.
Well, I'm celebrating my wisdom.
That's right. Well, you have plenty of wisdom.
And my wonderful gift of having so many friends that counted so much in my life. And
right.
I wake up every morning thinking, well, there's something good about my life. And the big thing is that I've got so many wonderful friends who would come to my aid if I needed them. And that's happened in life, too.
Yeah.
In my downs and my lows in life. I guess one of my things I tell people is try to live a life of being decent and kind and honorable. And when you get down in the valley of despair, if you've been that kind of person, people will reach down to help you.
Yeah.
Now, that's enough of the Rufus preaching this morning.
Right.
But I just want
to
tell
you, one of your highlights was coming on this show, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
16 years ago, something
I mean,
like that.
Who would refrain from, Friday night to school night?
It's just all good for you all the way around.
Get up at 6 o'clock and smell the roses, which I did this morning.
Oh, I was so thankful to get up at 6 o'clock. It was nice as opposed to 3.
Oh,
it just makes a great deal of difference. And also, you doing all right?
Yes, I am.
So did you recover from the party the other night? Or?
Yeah.
I didn't make it. I decided.
Well, Nelson, before it was over, she knew everybody there.
That's true.
She can work a room.
How about that? Yeah, knew everybody there, huh?
She's one of those people that, she never met a stranger.
Yeah.
If you can't talk, have a conversation with Nelson, then you're a little bit touched.
I'll talk to people, but I don't work the room like my wife does.
Well, you stay stationary in a room. You get in the position.
Yeah. I find a post.
Find your post.
And I lean up against it.
You man your post.
It was a fun time. And, it was good to see Big John and Cheryl and
Yeah,
Linda.
I told Cheryl. We told Cheryl to call this morning. She won't call, will she?
I think she's chicken. But she has she goes on John's show occasionally and has a beautiful radio voice.
Well, she has a pretty voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if she's listening now, you'd have been challenged again, Cheryl.
Yeah. Well, she said, I don't know what to talk about.
How about us? I told her.
Is she not a gardener?
Yeah. She said, I don't know what to talk about. I said, well, what about us?
Tell us about the party. We need several different perspectives.
Now, let's don't get too nosy.
Especially since I didn't go. I mean, I was going, but I decided I'd rather, as I told y'all, I'd rather sleep than eat.
Well, you were right about that.
Yeah.
It was good food, too.
I'm sure it was. Ray's, of course it was.
It was really good.
Had a beautiful room.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's a wonderful
restaurant.
By the
way, did you notice, Nelson, that I had a portable little fan?
I did.
That my friend Tara provided. And it's a little thing you hold in your hand.
My father-in-law had one of those.
It's an air conditioner.
20-some years ago.
This thing is an air conditioner.
Oh, no, his wasn't.
Yeah.
Air conditioner.
A little pocket-sized air conditioner.
Oh, I got to look that up.
Pink in color, too.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's his color.
That's right. Matches glasses.
Yeah. You don't wear a lot of pink clothing, though. You don't have any pink clothing.
I have a pink tie.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
You don't have a pink. Now, somebody at church has a pink seersucker suit.
Wow.
I've got a green one, a blue one, grayish, but I've never gone to the pink. I've got that green one.
Pink would look good on you, Rufus.
I look like that beanstalk, the big giant.
So, when we were walking in, you said that you were having a tough time with Wisteria, and I haven't heard you mention that name in a while. During Wisteria's blooming season, you really didn't talk about it that much.
I'm trying to block it out.
Yeah. So what's the problem?
I removed it from from the pergola, there where we have the little garden.
Purgatory?
the purgatory pergola. And now every place on it has a shoot coming out, and some of it I can get to a roundup, but I can't with it raining like this. So it's a daily battle. I really believe this. Nelson will back me up. I have seen it grow a foot and a half at nighttime. That sounds like an exaggeration.
Just
but
add water. It'll go. It'll grow.
I'd like to know about the circumstances of you out there watching it grow at night. What possessed you to?
Well, it takes a good flashlight and a lot of patience to pull up a lawn chair and start humming Amazing Grace. And by the time I get to the fifth verse, we've gone about 6 inches.
My goodness. Well,
but I literally hate Wisteria. I'm sure when I see it in stores, did you ever carry it, Velsa?
There are varieties that don't grow.
That won't spread. I don't believe that. Is
well,
there?
You know, it's basically like many other plants: English ivy, Virginia creeper. I mean, there's ornamental ones. You just have to keep them in check. Versus, yours is the wild one. We had a cultivar called Amethyst Falls, a little more compact. And, you know, if you never touched it, I'm sure it probably could get pretty crazy, but not as aggressive as what you have indigenously. I say indigenously, but just wildly growing all over the forest. So I think I'd rather have that than kudzu, though.
I don't have kudzu.
There you
not
go.
Even out in that bog area?
Not in the bog.
Huh.
Now, various creatures are there, we've noted before.
I spent some time in Asheville last week, and there was, I'd see areas of just full of kudzu. So that's a mess to have.
Yeah, it is.
My mother and I we did Asheville by way of about a 12-hour trip.
You went out of your way a little bit.
we hit up about 3 garden centers, a couple gardens, and we went to Sierra Nevada. I love their culinary garden. It's just my favorite. It's such a neat place. And some of their foods are cooked from the plants that they have on site.
Sierra Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
So what is it, a garden center, a restaurant, or?
Well, it's a beer company. It's a brewery.
Oh, okay.
But their grounds, to me, it's like driving up to Busch Gardens.
Is your mom a drinker?
Park. She does not.
Teetotaler, okay.
She is.
That must be an interesting.
We went for the plants, but we did walk through the little self-guided tour, and it's so fascinating to see my mother was in textiles, but it was so fascinating to see the chemistry behind it and the old tools, the old pipettes.
Wow.
And, it just was fascinating. But the grounds, the plants, and I have a friend that helped do the installation several many years ago. It's great. I mean, there's outdoor lawn games. They have they had a bluegrass band there earlier that day. Just families, but the flowers, the butterfly gardens, the herb gardens, vegetable gardens, fascinating.
They have a restaurant there too?
They do. They have a restaurant.
Now there's a vegetarian restaurant in Asheville, which Linda loves, of course. I can't think of the name of it.
And probably several.
Yeah, and they make vegetarian stuff good. It can be good.
Yeah. Yeah, I know that used to be one in Raleigh, Fiction Kitchen, that had some pretty good food.
But, yeah, down there where the old FCX
building
is.
I could live off just vegetables for sure. But
well, I could too.
Yeah, but I got to have a little fatback in there.
Yeah, every once in a while I got to have a little.
Yeah, peas and fatback. Butter beans and fatback.
Well, you got your butter beans yet out at the farmer's market?
Yeah, I fix them this week. Couple of batches, yeah.
All by your lonesome?
All by my lonesome, man.
Mm. A little fat back in there?
Yeah.
I went to the farm yesterday and picked a gallon of blueberries and three.
Well, those you brought the other day were wonderful.
They were the ones you brought me. You remember that I liked them small and I don't know what stage they're in, but they're not mushy.
Yeah.
They were just perfect.
Just wonderful.
Well, the ones I picked yesterday are much larger, just finally, because we're getting rain, and they're splitting whether they're ripe or not, because now they're taking on so much water.
Wow, yeah, I guess
like,
so.
It's been a frustrating growing year, but it's been good. Blueberries have been plentiful. Yeah. Blackberries are super good. My little sun gold tomatoes have just been delightful.
Everybody's talking about their smaller variety tomatoes.
Oh, they're perfect.
Being good.
They're good. They're like candy.
If we could figure out how to make sandwiches with them, that weren't so
dwarf sandwich, little fairy sandwiches.
That's right, little tiny
finger food.
Well, Nelson, I'm sure other people have this problem. I harvested my first Cherokee Purple yesterday, and they're cracked. Is it the intense heat, or do I water them too much?
It could be both, but I think that it was so hot that a lot of the tomatoes just didn't form and get a good size, especially the later fruiting ones versus the earlier fruiting ones. So now I'm getting into kind of more like the baseball size, and they're at a size, and it's just time to pick them, whether they've turned or not. Let them turn
but
inside.
These are all good, taste wonderful, but cracked.
And they start at the top. I mean, that's just the size they were going to get, whether it was from the heat or water or not water, but you have to pick them.
It is so hard to grow tomatoes.
Oh, it's tough.
But everybody wants to do it.
Year.
Oh, yeah. It's just that when you slice that thing, and I'll leave off for Nelson's benefit.
Thank you.
Slice that thing and just layer that thing up with good old mayonnaise, the right kind.
I saw on Facebook the other day, somebody had a photograph of a Duke's mayonnaise container and a straw in it.
Oh my gosh,
that's terrible.
Oh Lord, that's beautiful. Now that would be a good one for Nelson. She could gag on that.
I would.
We won't talk about it anymore.
No.
But I had to bring that up.
The size of the blueberries now?
Yeah.
The others that I picked the week before, we were so dry, they were about half that size. So now they're.
I like blueberries anyway.
I feel like this is about the longest
blueberry season.
Yes, it has been so extended.
Mm, I mean, it's good. I wonder why.
We started picking in June. I want to say mid June, maybe even the end of the first week of June, and I mean they're still.
Now, you don't do any netting because you just share with the birds.
Yeah, there's so many of them. Yeah.
Right.
How many plants do you have?
Gosh, there's probably got to be close to 40.
Oh, my.
There's a lot.
Why did you plant 40?
Well,
your parents?
It started with my grandfather and my grandmother. So there's a lot of the plants that were planted probably.
Good gracious,
we didn't
even think about plants being that old.
Yeah, and some of them have kind of worn out, but We're getting ready to prune in August, and then my mother, she's funny. Seems like, I don't know, for the last several years, you know, like, what do you want for Christmas? Well, I'd like to get some more blueberries. And I'm like, all right. So I, you know, get some blueberry bushes and she and her cousin go out there and plant them. And, you know, some
is that her favorite fruit, or what does she like them so much for?
I don't know if she just likes to keep busy and so she can pick them every day for 6 weeks. I don't, our freezer's full of them though. But she just, you know, she just likes keeping busy and doing stuff.
Well, that's good. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
She's like my grandma say, so-and-so is spry. You ever heard that saying?
Oh, yeah.
He's spry.
It's good to be spry.
Yeah, she was a trooper last week. We went up to Blue Ridge Daylily Farm. And
now, that's near Asheville, isn't it?
Yes, yes. Yeah. And it's about 20 minutes west of Asheville. And just had a delightful time. The guy, I feel like he grows these daylilies and sells them to fortify his desire for woody ornamentals. He had the most amazing gardens and specimens and art and texture and color. It just was amazing. I definitely will go back. But and then he would have his daylily field.
I bet he's got a whole bunch of rhododendrons there.
He had some, but I mean, just the different dogwoods, the variegated plants.
Oh,
grasses.
Variegated. That's what.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. He had a plant that I had not seen in quite some time. It's one of the plants that Dr. Ralston introduced in his first kind of batch or series of plants, and which one was a Chindo viburnum. You'll still see that. But this was a variegated plant called Acanthopanax, and I just, you know, this plant was obviously in his garden for quite some time, several many years, because it was, gosh, probably 5-6 feet tall and 8-10 feet wide. It was stunning, just beautiful
variegation. What is it?
It's called Acanthopanax. It almost looks like, the foliage almost looks like kind of like a Virginia creeper.
Uh-huh.
But it's shrub formed. It's not vining. But just stunning. And I don't know of any growers that I dealt with that grow that anymore. It certainly was out on the market for a good while. But it just was so refreshing to see all the beautiful ornamentals he had collected and conifers. And like I say, we also went to a couple garden centers, and they were just the nicest people, had just great plant material. I loved it. It was wonderful.
I have a sort of a wish list. I want to visit all the public gardens in North Carolina in a 2-week, well, I can't be gone anywhere over a week, but I get restless. But I want to visit the public gardens in North Carolina, and I just can't imagine a better trip than doing that.
We have three of them in this area, so that you're lucky there.
Absolutely.
With the Botanical and Duke and the Arboretum. Yeah. But Asheville has an
Charlotte garden. Yeah.
And where else were you considering?
Well, I haven't visited the Elizabethan Gardens in about 20 years.
Down
when we
do
that. And I haven't been up in the northeastern part of the state in a long time. I'm sure there's some up there around Edenton, somewhere like that.
Well, if not, you go to Mandio.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Mandio's not far from...
Yeah, that's where the Elizabethan Gardens are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But Nelson was talking about Tryon Palace area, weren't you?
Yeah, Newburn area. Yeah.
I remember one time, it was North Carolina's 400th anniversary, I mean. And we went down to Mateo to celebrate it, and the Princess Anne came,
mm-hmm.
Queen Elizabeth's sister.
Wow.
And I've got some nice pictures of walking.
Daughter.
Was it her daughter?
Yeah.
Princess Anne? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And
Margaret was her sister.
Well, this was Margaret.
Oh,
This was Margaret.
Wow.
And I have on the wall the next time y'all are there, I want to show it to you.
Oh.
Yeah, I'd love to see that.
Yeah.
And people say, well, that's Queen Elizabeth, isn't it? I said, no, that's her sister.
Right.
Wow, that would be really cool.
And we were at Roanoke Island.
Mm.
And I remember that. It was very...
It hadn't been too many years ago that that Elizabeth and Philip were in Williamsburg and Jamestown.
Wow.
For the second time.
Right.
So that area was very British at one time.
You could go south, too. I'm telling you, I love to go to Brook Green Gardens.
Yeah.
When they have their Christmas. Wow.
Never been there.
It is amazing. It is fabulous. And they do this Christmas show. You have to get tickets well in advance. It's phenomenal. I mean, they literally light, hand light candles that are floating in these ponds and water gardens and... I don't know how many there are, something like 10,000. And I'm like, they light those every night. And they do. Mm. Can't you imagine trying to light 10,000 candles?
Now, where is that located?
It's south of Myrtle Beach.
Yeah. Okay. Not too far from Charleston.
Yeah.
It's not that far down. It's
near Pawleys Island, I guess.
Between Pawleys Island and Myrtle.
Yeah. And there's another Myrtle's garden inlet that I haven't been to that my mother and I are going this fall. And a girl that used to work for me, Debbie, she is one of the tour guides at, I believe it's called Middleton Place or...
That's Charleston.
Charleston, yeah.
Yeah, it's a plantation.
So, yes.
Oh, yeah, I've been there. Wonderful.
Mm-hmm. So there, she was telling me, you need to come. They have this guy who's, she says, a camellia just expert. He's been on the grounds
for
like 40
years.
They
have a place where they make tea. Of the camellias down there. Because Melissa went on a tour of that with her sisters and cousins last year. More of the Weekend Gardener coming up here on WPTF, 919-860-9783. It's 8:35. We're back on the WPTF Weekend Gardener. Mike Rayley here, along with Rufus Edmonston and Nelsa Cox, who you just travel all the time, don't you? You're down at the beach. You're up in Greensboro. You went to Asheville.
Yep, and
you're going back to the beach.
Getting ready to go back to the beach, and I've been checking in on Logan's. They're having that bought the garden hut. My former place.
You still work there occasionally, don't you?
I do. So I was by there the last couple of days, and yesterday started their I think they call it their it's basically I call it a houseplant sale, but gosh, their collection, they're calling it extravaganza. I brought in these beautiful foliage from their greenhouse, and so they're super super deals. If you're into houseplants, and it's so popular now, and great, kind of clean the air, especially when the air is so dry when your heat or your air conditioner are running. But beautiful collections of plants. I don't think you'll find a better collection. And yes, I was traveling to several garden centers last weekend, and certainly, hands down, Logan's Garden Hut has great plant collection of houseplants and stuff like that. But yeah,
we'll never get that out right there, Nelson. That one intrigues me.
This is a ZZ plant. Great for restaurants or very, very low light. Super easy. Just ignore it.
What's great for restaurants?
The ZZ plant.
Yeah, why is it great for restaurants?
Because a lot of times, you know, you'll have low light. You don't necessarily have a plant caretaker in a restaurant business. They're tending to food and guests.
Yeah.
So a lot of the restaurants may have someone come in monthly, and that's all this plant needs is once a month, give it a drink, a light drink.
So it's an upright plant.
Very upright.
Yeah.
This one is one of the darker colored ZZ plants. Most of what you're going to find is going to be the shiny green ZZ plant. But super great plant. And it is listed on one of the list for you know, kind of clean air or oxygenating plants. So super, super plant.
How about that? ZZ plant.
Look at these philodendrons. Oh, my God.
That's big.
Oh, yeah.
It's variegated, too.
Small leaf. But the gold leaves and
isn't that
variegated
pretty?
Gold, and I
think you say variegated, and Michael's the pulse starts accelerating.
It's just I know that she likes them a lot. I do too.
Yeah, he's grown to love them.
I do. Yeah.
I have this strange thing on some things. Variegation takes away from, like a gardenia. There's a variegated gardenia now, right?
There are several different types of variegated gardenias.
I think it takes away from the bloom sometimes. If you've got a beautiful bloom and all these other contrasting colors in the variegation.
I suppose if you have something that is white flowering and it's of cream variegation, I could see that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, if you think about it, most variegated plants tend to be shade loving,
right?
But not necessarily. I mean, there's variegated dogwoods, this, that, and the other. But to me, a pop of variegation in a shade garden, because everything's green.
Yeah, a coleus. There's nothing any more beautiful in the world than a coleus.
Well, and then there's sun coleus, and then there's the Kong series, which is your old fashioned coleus. But yeah, that is beautiful. That is stunning.
Yeah.
But in regards to an evergreen variegated plant in the shade, where everything just seems to be green, 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 to me it gives you a pop of color.
Oh, I'm not knocking
them.
I'm
just
saying some of the bloomers that have the white bloom. I don't like my Daphne to be variegated.
Oh, man, I love it. Oh, that cream and gold. Oh, it's fascinating.
Isn't it funny how we have these little quirks?
I never knew that about you.
Little quirks, yeah.
How about that?
Put on your green seersucker outfit and go stand out in the shade garden. You won't stand out.
I might get somebody spraying Roundup on me.
I know it. So you got to have some variegation.
I think you ought to pick you up a pink seersucker suit somewhere.
I've threatened that before.
I think that would
go
be.
Go see your buddy Steve. I bet he can hook you up.
Yeah, dadgum right.
Ashworth could do it in a minute.
He could, and he would.
I do have a seersucker suit from Steve. I got a pair of pants on here I've worn for 20 years with a cigar burn on the left, and there's one on the right.
Is that why you wear them, in case you have another cigar burn?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and speckle them up.
God.
But that came from Brother Ashworth.
Time to get a new pair.
By the way, I noticed this morning on my walk around at 6 o'clock, the 100-year-old pecan trees are fruiting.
Okay.
Now, I will not get any pecans, though, because the worms will devour them. And I know of nothing else except massive amount of spraying at the right time to keep the bugs from crawling along the ground, climbing the tree.
There's barriers you can put around, 2-3 feet up that traps them so they can't crawl all the way up.
I want you to explain that to me, because I don't understand how that works.
Well, I've seen a couple different ones. One of them is more of like a sticky type of gel or application. The other is, I guess, more like a baffle, probably made of like aluminum or something like that, where they can't grasp hold or get around. They can only get up so high. So
I've got, two in the front, two in the back.
Mm-hmm.
And back in the day, over 100 years ago, when they planted them, I wouldn't do that now. If I were building a home, I wouldn't put a pecan tree, although I love them.
Mm.
Who can I get to do such a thing, Nelson?
I'm willing to try one. Bartlett Tree would be able to help you out.
I know I've talked to him about spraying, and they'd have to spray all four of them. Would be a massive undertaking, but I've never talked about
you should do it.
The other thing you're talking about. If I just saved one, they're fantastic pecans. When I first moved out there in 1978, I was coming in one time. I was Attorney General then. And I was asleep in the right side of the car.
And you heard the pinging.
And I heard a bam, 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 bam. And I ducked for cover down into the floorboard. And Harry Knight was driving me, and I said, "Who's shooting us?" And I looked down, and it was about 6 inches worth of pecans there. I'd never noticed them. I just moved in there. It was in the fall of the year, about November. And for years there, I had so many pecans, I invited people to come by and get bushels full. And I got so mad, though, one time, one joker was loading up trash cans full and selling them at all the different farmers market around there. I said, I saw him. I said, you want me to deliver them to you next time? Well, I would love to get another crop, at least out of one tree. Now, enough go along, obviously, to help the squirrels, because there is no diminishing of the squirrels at the home.
No, of course not. I am having trouble looking that up. I can't.
Maybe somebody out there would know about
it. Well, why don't we take a call from Mark? And Mark is in Clayton. Mark, how you doing this morning?
I'm well, Mike. I hope you all are doing well.
Yes, sir. What's going on?
So, a couple of things. Rufus enjoyed meeting with you earlier this week and hope to get back down there sometime. That was fun.
Great, Mark.
I'm in Spring Hope right now, Mike, waiting for a guy to come work on a tractor, an old tractor I own.
Oh, wow.
Is it a farm home?
Oh, Rufus is interested in that, too.
Yeah.
It is a 1949 Ford 8N.
Wow.
Oh, now you're talking mine. I have 52 Ford farm tractor, grew up on.
Yep, and it's been restored, and we're going to do a little work on it this morning, get it going. But my question this morning was about hydrangea bushes. I have one in my backyard. It's got some yellowish, brownish spots on the leaves. I'm sure that's not healthy, and I just wondered what kind of advice you could give me.
Well, first of all, there's several things that is it one of the mop head hydrangeas? Is it in the shade? Is it near pine trees? What type of hydrangea is it that has these spots? And do the spots kind of spread, like you notice them small, and then does the foliage kind of dry around it, or are they circular or are they irregular?
They are mainly circular.
Okay.
The plant is adjacent to the house, not in the trees or anything. I don't know what species it is, but it was there when we bought the house.
Gotcha.
But it just doesn't, it looks weak.
Yeah. So many times hydrangeas will have issues just because of the high humidity, and they'll get these fungal spots. Unfortunately, there's not a lot you can do about it once you get them on there. So, for example, if you get some new growth in the fall, they're going to leaf out clean. And at that point, you can use a type of fungicide. But at this point, in this late in the season, with those spots, there's not a lot you can do other than, making sure there's just fresh mulch down, and then just, you know, as the foliage drops in the fall, just removing all of the foliage and the leaves so that those spores don't multiply and overwinter in that mulch or around that plant. When they leaf out next spring, certainly there are some fungicides, and sometimes even something like a neem oil will help with those fungal spots. But, like I say, at this point, there's not a lot you can do. Making sure that, did your hydrangea flower this year?
It did, but again, I'll use the term weak. It wasn't as pretty as it has been in years past.
Okay. I don't know if you use any type of like Holytone or anything like that, but just giving it a dose of fertilizer could certainly help. And a lot of times the root mass can become somewhat compacted. So even if you were to take like a cordless drill and just pilot some holes around the perimeter of the plant where the roots would be out to where the foliage is, and then drop your Holytone or acid loving fertilizer, that can really rejuvenate growth and help the roots, and which is in turn going to help the plant. So I would try that's what I would try. That's what I would do.
And in terms of shaping or pruning, it is rather large, and mm-hmm. I'd like to cut it back some. I you do that in the spring, is that correct?
I would go ahead and cut it back now. If it's a very old plant, it's going to flower off of old growth. So go ahead and cut it back now to your, you know, if up to halfway back, go ahead and cut it back, and then it'll be easier to drill these little pilot holes and get some fertility to it. And you'll have new growth flush out before winter, before fall, or by fall.
And when we say, when you say cut it back, cutting versus selective pruning of any of the branches, you mean a wholesale just go and start snipping away and get it to the shape that I want?
That's what I would do, yes.
Okay, that's been really helpful. And I'll comment about last week. I didn't know who the tomato man was. I'm not very active on social media, but I did find the guy, and I never knew there were so many different kinds of tomatoes.
And oh, my gosh.
And Craig LaHoulier has been responsible for some of them.
Many of them.
Yeah.
Mark, let me suggest you get that book. I looked at it again last night.
Epic Tomatoes.
It is the most beautifully written, and the photographs are stunning.
Yeah, it's
I couldn't put it down.
Real tomato lover's Bible.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, guys, thanks so much. I'm up at the Valentine Farm. That's where I keep my tractor, and so I'll be fiddling around up here today.
Okay. All right. Have fun fiddling.
Yeah, man. Give my best to the boys.
Thanks, Mark.
I will.
All right. Bye. Susan is in Raleigh. Hey, Susan.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you this morning?
I'm pretty good. Mighty fine. Sure enough, all right, as Michael Russell used to say.
Fair to Midland.
That's good. I'm so glad to hear about the hydrangeas. Because I have that problem, too, at times. So thanks for that. Mm-hmm. But I'm here to talk about iris this morning, if you'll let me.
Yes, ma'am, we'll let you. You can sing if you want to. We'll let you do most anything.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Don't tempt me.
Well, don't be like me. I sang my way out of the governor's office.
Well, I don't have to worry about that, but... And we do have an iris sale this morning.
Oh, this is Susan from the Iris Society. Good gracious.
It is.
I'm sorry, Susan. I had correspondence with you and told you to call you this call us this morning, and you did.
Well, I do. I try to do what you tell me to do.
Well, it's an honor to have you folks part of the show. What's going on this morning, and where is it?
Oh, it's at the J.C. Ralston Arboretum.
Oh, fabulous.
Home.
Fabulous.
If you can get here, we had kind of a problem.
Yeah.
With streets closed and all, but I assure you that it's worth the trip this morning. For this time, for the first time, we have iris in pots.
Nice.
Ready to pick up and take home. They're already planted in a pot for you. They can't live in the pot forever because you know how iris grow and divide themselves and increase. So you'll have to get them out of the pot. But it is hot in July and the 1st of August. So if you want to leave them in the pot and take care of them, that means water occasionally when they're dry. But these are not newly planted, so they ought to be able to exist on their own for a while. Iris are wonderful plants because they do adapt to their conditions very well, and they don't need that much water unless they're newly planted. So if you need some information on growing irises, we have it here. We're so glad to have you, and we have reblooming irises also.
Neat.
So please come by and help us.
Are they all kinds of irises? Are they German, bearded, Siberian, Dutch?
These are all bearded iris.
Bearded iris, okay.
Yeah, our beardless iris that will be Siberian and okay. Japanese and so on, that sale will be in September.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I'll be sure to call about that.
Well, Susan, you if you have time, you can call us back maybe in the 10 o'clock hour. If you want to.
I'll be glad to do that.
Yeah, why don't you do that?
Susan, let me ask you this.
By the way, Mike, I wanted to take issue with one thing that you have in your garden calendar. I went online and found that, and thank you for that. It's a wonderful...
I think that was done years and years ago. What do you got in there that should be?
I want you to correct the thing about irises, because you have them down in August.
Okay.
And bearded irises really need to be dug and divided. Well, anytime they are too crowded, but especially in July or about
July.
6 or 8 weeks after they're finished blooming.
Yeah.
So if they're blooming in early May, then, you know, you can even dig a little bit in June, late June.
All right.
Remember, July the 4th. Yeah. July the 4th, dig your irises.
Susan, have you ever heard of a yellow flag iris?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I know I some have. People think it. I love them. Now, some people don't, and I save the seed and just sort of push them down about a half an inch, and you've got... I like them. They're not, of course.
Yeah, you have to be careful with them. That's the beardless variety. And they love to get in waterways and clog up places.
Oh,
so,
well.
Keep them away from streams and that are going, you know, unless it's an enclosed pond on your property, that's fine. But they are invasive. So once you got them, you got them.
Yeah, I love them, but I'm not anywhere near water, so that's fine.
That's good. That's good.
Is there any other kind of iris that will seed as easily as they do?
Yes, but they won't be really true to name. The hybrids, of course, have seed pods, and you'll see those on your irises. If you have a named variety and want to keep it true to name, then you have to do it by division. You can't do it from seeds that are dropping.
Yep.
And so we try to, the iris would-be experts like me are trying to keep the name varieties pure. So we don't want to drop seeds and then they'll be... you don't know what.
Yeah.
The bees do a really good job of fertilizing or whatever.
Well, Susan, call us back in the 10 o'clock hour. We'll talk a little more about iris.
Okay. Thanks so much.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. More of the Weekend Gardener coming up here on WPTF. We'll talk to Carl coming up.